Well, it's been another tough week for corn and wheat prices. They're down 10 cents, but before we get into that, we had a viewer question come in. And Kim, the viewer wanted to know why the spread of soft red winter wheat is so wide relative to hard red winter wheat.
Well, you normally have a spread plus or minus 20 cents. Most of the time, hard red winter wheat is a premium to soft wheat. Right now, soft red winter wheat is a premium to hard wheat. If you look at that September contract, you've got a 70 cent spread. That's well above that normal 20. In the Dease contract, it's 68 cents. If you look at that stocks to use ratio, that's how much we use divided by the ending stocks. In hard red winter wheat, it's projected to be 50%. In other words, at the end of this marketing year, we're going to have 50% of the wheat we need for next year's use. Soft red winter wheat's only 39%. So soft red winter wheat, supply and demand, much better position than hard wheat. If you look at production, over the last, say, 10 years, hard red winter wheat production's averaged 850 million bushels. We're producing 840 this year. Soft red winter wheat, 340 million bushels, average 257 this week. You've seen adjustments in the soft wheat in their production. You look at planted acres, hard red winter wheat over the last 4 or 5 years is 25% below where it was 5 years ago. Soft red winter wheat's 34%. One last thing, protein. Hard red winter wheat protein this year is well below average, 11.2%, somewhere in that range. Soft red winter wheat is well above average. So soft red winter wheat, tighter supply and demand, better quality.
So are there any things that the hard red winter wheat producers can learn from the soft red winter wheat producers?
I think both are reacting to the market. The soft wheat, I believe they've got more alternatives for what they can use that land for than the hard red winter wheat producers. But you're seeing the hard red take marginal acres out of production, reduce the acres planted. So both are adjusting to what the market's telling them.
So let's move back, back to grain prices. They continue to slide. Is there anything that can stop this bleeding with them?
Well, I think wheat is following corn down, especially the hard red winter wheat. There's a lot of going on relative to is the USDA estimate correct or is the market estimate correct? And I think the market is probably on the bottom, pretty close to wallowing around now. But that next, the September WASDE is going to have a big impact on these prices. I think we're near the bottom, but we're just going to have to wait and see.
So there were some crop tours going on much of the around in the corn area. So what were the estimates with that, and what is going to be the impact of it?
Well, the estimates are all below USDA's number, which is what you'd expect given what the market chatter is. However, if you look at what prices are doing and what the buyers and sellers are believing, they're buying and selling based on USDA's number, which is significantly higher production in the corn market than the market analysts have it. So right now, USDA estimates rule.
All right, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.